God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness.
Good morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, oh God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We bless your name. You're worthy, you're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah, you're so worthy, you're so worthy, you're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah, you're so worthy, you're so worthy. Come on, I just begin to bless the Lord just because He's worthy. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you. You're so worthy, you're so worthy. Come on, you're so worthy. He's so worthy. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on, bless His name. Come on. Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, we learned this yesterday. High glory. We're talking about the person, the Word. He is the Word. His name is the Word of God. Oh, see. Okay. I know what you're saying. But wait a minute. Isn't His son named Jesus? Yeah. Yes, His son had an earthly name, Jesus, Yahshua. Okay. That's why He was called Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. But what you have to understand is that was His earthly name, His name in the earth, His name in the heavens, okay? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was, okay. Well, listen, first of all, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not my opinion, but it shall be the Word. And listen, I'm going to be careful to give all the glory and all the honor to the Lord. Now, listen. First of all, everything in God's kingdom is spirit first, then it manifests in the earth, okay? Jesus said to pray like this, our Father, who art where? In heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy what? Kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth as it already is in heaven, okay? Give me this day my what? Daily bread. So listen. When you understand John chapter 1, now see this, now see we still we're doing some things. Now listen, we are in this post Pentecost season, okay? Okay, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, and when the feast of Pentecost, or when the day of Pentecost was fully come, They were with one place and one accord, with one accord, and they were all filled, okay? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, listen. So let's just back some things up here. This is the season. 2025 is the season that you are anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13, that says, "And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." Now, when we read in Acts chapter 2, that cloven tongues of fire sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You have to understand that this was the releasing of God's divine grace on the power and the purpose and the life of the apostles. They were transformed from disciples into apostles at that moment because purpose was released without limit. Oh my God. Listen, today is June 17th, okay? It's the 168th day of the year, 17th day of the month. According to the significance of this number 168, the number one represents God's divine authority, source, and unity. The number six represents God's humanity, purpose, and assignment. Man was created on the sixth day. And the number eight represents new beginnings, resurrection, and divine order beyond completion. So the number 168 prophetically speaks of God giving mankind a new beginning and alignment to walk in their ordained dominion and advance through divine instruction. Understand, the Bible says that the Spirit of truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. When you're in the, come on now, come on, shake it off. We'll get you some coffee or something. Listen, shake it off. Peter says, be sober and vigilant, okay? Today is a prophetic reminder that dominion is not static. It moves forward. Genesis 1 gave us the image and the instructions. Revelation 5, which says that we were made kings and priests. Okay, Isaiah 48:17 says that it's the Spirit of the Lord which will teach you to profit and lead you into where you should go. This is a cycle day where God is reminding you to move in obedience, not just boldness. Dominion is refined through discipline, not just desire. Your dominion will not come from guessing. It will come from being led. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God. The first thing he gave us is, let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion, ruling authority. God is teaching you to profit. And okay, he's going to restore authority. You're going to recognize your calling, and strategies will be revealed. So God is teaching you to profit in relationships, resources, revelation, and responsibility. Come on, speak this after me. I walk in dominion because I walk in alignment. I am taught by the Lord to profit, not by striving, but by surrender. Today, I will follow divine instructions with precision, and I reign with humility and boldness. I receive new insight, new alignment, and new beginnings through God's grace. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Oh, come on. Just begin to give him praise. Listen, when you understand that, first of all, just like I said, his name is the Word of God. Revelation 19 says, and his name is the Word of God. His name is the Word of God. Oh, my God. When you understand that he was the Word, Jesus was the Word. The Bible says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, come on now. Woo! See, we read the Bible. But the Word says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. See, reading is not understanding. Because the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. When you understand that the Word was made flesh and dwelt or lived among us. Oh, come on now. Woo, that's John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Come on, get the words. Just say, Father, send me the Word. Send me the Word. Come on. Come on. Come on. Receive the Word right now. for your life. Hey, glory, he Kesha. Woo, my God, you're gonna start doing like Habakkuk. Okay, I will stand upon my watch, and he will set me upon a tower to see what he will say and what I will answer when I'm reproved. See, when you understand, you have to see what the Lord is saying. See, okay. When you hear the word of the Lord, it should bring vision. It should activate imaginations, okay? Woo! Come on now. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Everything that the Lord speaks to you through the Spirit of the Lord is to get you to your expected end. It's to, oh my God, woo, my God, to give you more understanding so he can reveal more revelation, so he can activate more manifestation in your life. Come on, somebody give him praise. Ah, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Yes. Oh, my. Father, I thank you right now that you are activating understanding. Woo, with all they're getting understanding and clarity right now in Jesus' mighty name. Clarity, clarity and understanding, vision and insight. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Wealth is being transferred. Health is being, woo, my God. Divine health is being released in their life. Father, our glory. Healing is their portion. Healing is their portion. And Jesus, healing is your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, I declare and decree over your life today that you are going to hear the voice of the Lord like never before, that you are going to experience, oh my God, you're going to experience his presence, woo, and his favor and grace like never before. Our glory. Debts are being canceled in your life right now. Debt is being canceled. Our glory. Woo, ha, glory, hikesha. Woo, see, this is what the Lord, this is what the devil doesn't want you to get to, that when you begin to do what the word says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give back unto your bosom. When you understand that when you do the kingdom principle of seed, time, and harvest, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not stop. The Lord wants to bring unlimited resources to you, but you got to release the seed so he can manifest the harvest. Amen. Father, I thank you. Now listen, get your seed ready. Get your 2025 seed ready, okay? I'm just typing this in for Instagram. So whether it's $20.25, $225, $2,025, get your seed, high glory, prepared. Because listen, high glory, when you do the word, listen, the devil has no defense when you understand and you execute the word of God, okay? I'm just trying to get this to you. Now listen, give it to the ministry, whether it's through PayPal, using the QR code, or the Zelle, using your banking app, and our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. Or you can do what's called a teruma, where you put it directly into the hand of the priest, according to Ezekiel 44:30, that says the first of your door shall be the priest, so he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So when you put it into my hand, because I am the priest over this ministry, using my Cash App, $2Prophet MD Bryant, when you do that, now the Lord honors what comes out of my mouth. And right now I speak that you are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Whatever your hand shall touch is blessed. Wherever the soles of your feet shall walk upon and tread upon, it is yours. And Father, I release dominion and authority in their life. I release and activate the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God in their life. I release healing, Jehovah Rapha, the healer in their life. And by your stripes, they were healed. Who spirit, soul, body, and financially, they're being healed. Who finances and debt are debts are being canceled and finances are being healed. Woo, my God, unexpected income is coming your way. Oh, my God, you're going to get, listen, right now. Oh, my. Okay. Right now, someone's going to receive, listen, from the inheritance of a family member, you're going to receive an inheritance that you didn't know was coming your way. You didn't even know that they had you on their mind. And right now, what you've been believing God for, God says, I had already set it up for you. Now it's time to manifest it. It's going from our spirit into natural. Woo, my God. I just saw $8,000 right now. $8,025 to be exact. $8,025 plus dollars coming your way. High glory, because it was an unknown inheritance that had to go through the probate system, and you didn't even know that they had you in their will. Oh, Father, right now, I declare and decree, heart conditions are being healed right now. Yes, congestive heart disease. Yes, you were told that your heart was only working at 25 or 35%, but I hear the Lord saying it shall be 90, 95%, and 100%. Your strength is coming back to you. Your heart, ah, glory. Woo, he's going to give you a heart of flesh. He is giving you a heart transplant. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, Rekesha, Father, I thank you, Lord God. Heal the hearts right now. Heal the wounds, past hurts, whether from family or church or ministry or friends. Hurts in the heart are being healed in the name of Yahshua. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Rekesha. Yeah, you didn't qualify for the job, but God said, I'm going to give it to you anyway, just because you applied. So you'll know that my grace and favor is with you. You're going to receive the employment that you didn't even know you were qualified for. Our glory in Jesus' mighty name. Harikei. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I just saw it right there. College scholarship. Someone was believing God to go to school, but they couldn't afford it, and they wanted it to be paid for and not deal with loans. I just saw the Lord, oh my God, reveal. He just, woo, college scholarship, 4 years, paid in full, with room and board. Oh my God. Hey, Kesha. The Lord says sometimes he has to send you out so he can do in you what he's been wanting to do all the time. You've been trying to stay home, but God says, I need you to leave so I can bless you. Who? Abraham had to leave his father's house so he could receive his purpose of father of many nations. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Listen, don't miss your time. Don't miss your season. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Listen, I want you to be blessed. It's your time and season. The Father is with you. And listen, the Father is smiling. Oh, he's going to enjoy your prosperity in Jesus' name. Be blessed.